Hi Blues fans, and welcome to the Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club.
Antonio doesn't take the shot. A gutsy, courageous win by Fremantle.
It wasn't the result we wanted on the West Coast, with our game changers falling short by 11 points to the Dockers on Saturday night.
They handle away to Downey, who danced through the tackle and finishes off the goal. Sensational stuff from the Blues.
Alison Downey and Taylor Harris were our multiple goal kickers, while Darcy Vessio and Katie Loynes put through a six-pointer each for the Blues.
Starting to slap it on, open it up, and Taylor Harris was waiting at the back, and she'll get the reply for Carlton.
Taylor Harris was happy with her team's level of effort, but said a failure to impact the scoreboard was among factors responsible for the loss.
Obviously disappointed not to get the win, of course, but I feel like all the girls just went out there and just gave everything, left it on the field, and I'm the same, so yeah, I think we're all pretty sore, and I'm unhappy not to have got the win, but pretty happy with the effort we put out there today. We didn't capitalise on the scoreboard with six goals, 12 points, so that's pretty clear that that's something they need to work on next season. But then otherwise there's a couple other things we can just adjust, but yeah, we'll review it still and we'll look forward to next season.
Darcy Vessio echoed Harris's sentiment, but said Carlton fans were a highlight of a tough season.
They've actually been amazing. I guess having experienced what we have and the way they've stuck by us, and they just, I don't know, you come off feeling, pretty deflated after losing a game, and they're just there to support you. And, you know, they don't, like, obviously wins are better than losses, but they're there through thick and thin, and it really means a lot to you just being able to go out there and spend some time with them, because it makes you realise why you're doing it. So it's important, and we're very lucky.
Madison Gay was named in the side's best again this week, contributing 9 disposals and 6 tackles. Gay impressed the Carlton faithful with a standout debut season. She spoke with Carlton media before the game.
Losing 4 games in a row isn't what a club or a team wants, but it just shows the sort of team we are and how close we are. The bond we have is incredible. With only a couple of months of training together, it feels like you've been there for a couple of years. But losing, as you would know, you'll learn, and then you take that forward and bring it to the next game and the next game. And that's what we've just been doing. We've been taking out the positives and then also taking out the negatives and what we can work on, and it's just made our team so much stronger.
And the men's side are heading toward their round one opening clash against Richmond at the MCG on Thursday night. Ed Curnow said the match against the reigning premiers would present a welcome challenge for the Blues.
I recognise it's a great privilege to be able to play on Thursday night against the Tigers, and they're coming off an awesome year, so as a playing group we can't wait. We really respect what they've done last season, the Richmond Footy Club. So we're seeing it as a great challenge and a great opportunity to get out there and display what we've been working on this pre-season and start the year off well.
Carlton's Head of Strategy and High Performance, John Barker, spoke to Carlton Media about what to expect from the Blues this year.
We'll continue to see layers of our ball use and offence growing. We've made no secret of the fact that we've bedded down a fairly significant defensive system as a team, and we're just going to keep adding those layers of offence, and you'll see them continue to grow.
And all eyes are on second year Zach Fisher, who demonstrated flair and versatility in his first year with the Blues. He spoke with Carlton Media during the week about the season ahead.
You can expect a lot of pressure from the whole team. We're very hungry and determined. We're not going there to lose, so we're going to come in with a winning mentality. And then, as we've trained, that ball movement, exciting to watch.
Crowds of over 90,000 are expected for the clash between Richmond and Carlton on Thursday. So Blue Baggers are encouraged to secure tickets early to avoid disappointment. The match will take place from 7:25pm Eastern Daylight Time. Make sure to support the boys in their first game of what will no doubt be an exciting season. That's all for the Weekend Update. We'll catch you next week to keep you updated on everything Carlton.